Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. Radio Pulpit, yakha uMzantsi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you at. Gave you awesome, beautiful, amazing sounds there from Omega Kuno. Change my heart. It is you and I talking to the Lord and saying, Lord, change my heart. Help me to just be who you have designed me to be. Help me to be at my best, to be the best version of myself, the version that was created by you. And I hope that you have been blessed, you've been encouraged, and you will continue with the Lord in whatever season that you find yourself in. Hold on. Stay there. It's a transitional season. You're moving forward. You're not going to die there. It's not there to kill you. You are not alone, but the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings is with you. 15 minutes just after one. How are you doing? You're on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, tot 3 uur. When we say goodbye, and Dramini Ioannis takes you through with something else. And at this moment in time, I'm blessed yet again to be talking to Pastor Lucas Nkosi. Muruti, thank you for talking to us. How are you?
I'm well, and you, Sibongile.
I am blessed of the Lord. Welcome back again.
Yes, thank you for having me again.
Yeah. Muruti, we are excited. We are challenged. I know Risileri Ringwaya Ditloch. You left us thinking and praying and you're searching. And that's why we would say, Lord, change our hearts. Lord, create in us a new heart. Lord, deal with us, because we don't want to miss you. We don't want to miss you. And we don't want the generation that's coming after us to miss you. No generation should be known as a generation that does not know Christ at our watch.
Indeed.
Because we didn't pass the baton the right way. Because we didn't play our role. We do not want to find that. But I was also asking myself a question, because we are contending for the faith, Muruti. I was also asking myself a question. And I always ask myself this question. Are we already in that time where the Bible talks about people who will be lovers of themselves, people who will be boastful, they're only concerned about themselves and what pleases them, others want what's preached on the pulpit to be what itches for their ears, not what the word says, not what they should be hearing at the pulpit, but what they decide. I remember not so long, we were talking about something that happened a few years back, and I was talking to my mom about it. And when one was looking at it, one was asking herself or himself a question to say, so this person took this decision to do this because somebody was paying his ministry. So are we already in that time, Muruti? And as you answer my question, I would like Muruti to just go back a little bit for somebody who's just joining us.
Okay. Yeah, we bless the Lord once more to share on this important, you know, topic on contending for the faith. You know, we see those words in the book of Jude, verse 1, 3, and 4, where Jude is saying he intended to write the book of Jude to encourage believers on issues of common salvation. But now, whilst he was at it, something showed up, and he had to change the topic to say, now let me write to you about the importance of contending for the faith. You know, that faith that was passed to all the saints and the believers. So something that was so crucial. And he's saying in verse number 4 there that, you know, because there are certain people who've crept in, you know, in the church, and now bringing distortions of this type of gospel that was passed on by the apostles, you know, to the believers. Remember when Jesus prayed in John 17, he said, I'm not praying for these ones only. I'm praying for those who will believe in these ones, meaning what Jesus taught them, they transferred it to the next generation, and it's been rolling like that. And then, you know, with history, somewhere in the dark ages, it got lost. You know, the truth of this faith was lost somewhere in the dark ages. Then God raised, you know, the voices like the Martin Luther's to revisit these things, you know, one by one. And remember, at that time in history, things went as far as now. There was this thing, you know, of selling things, especially selling the forgiveness of sins, you know, because of the religious system of that time. Felt like, we have projects to build things, you know, we have things. So how do we fundraise? How do we make money out of the people? To say, okay, fine, we'll set up a system where people now will have to pay for the forgiveness of sins. Now, the voices like the Martin Luther's rose up to challenge the status quo. And then after reading the scriptures to find out on how people get saved, how people experience, you know, the best of God, especially at that time, because he's the one who came with the emphasis of the righteousness of God that comes by faith. And then there was a ripple effect of other reformers, you know, bringing other elements, other aspects, you know, based on the scriptures. You know, it went back to them going back to the scriptures that reformation took place. There was a fall, there was darkness, because a form of Christianity, a form of godliness was introduced within the church. And therefore, it was going back to the blueprints of the scriptures as to what is it that God is saying about different things. And then, you know, in history, you know, those truths were being restored. But it's unfortunate now that the work that the reformers have done to bring these things back in the church. There was a point, I mean, like the concepts now of marketplace ministries. These are old things. That's why, you know, powerful universities like your Oxford, Cambridge, and, you know, your Ivy League, you know, type universities in the U.S., your Harvards, your Yales, and so on. Those were universities that were raised and produced by the church. You know, it was the work of the reformers, because they served a God that was not only interested in their spirituality as well, but they understood that this God must, you know, impact society as well. So those truths came from them going back to the scriptures, seeing things happening. Issues like, you know, your protest and, you know, work ethic. We call it work ethic and cut off, you know, that Protestant thing, because it's a concept that came from the church that got hijacked. And it looks like the church is irrelevant to society and things like that. We've been the drivers of change in society. But unfortunately, we lost it because we moved away from this type of faith that, you know, was passed on to us. So this need, you know, it says, you know, in terms of our faith, that we must go back to studying, you know, like issues like the concept of sin of salvation. Yesterday, you know, we were speaking about the, you know, this aspect of redefining, that the enemy will cause us to redefine. Keep the form of godliness. Don't change it. Just keep its form. Keep the container, but let's take out the content. Let's distort the content so that people should think it is the same thing. It is that same product. But now let's dilute, you know, redefine the content, so that in the eyes of the people, they still think it is still the same gospel. It is still the same thing. But unfortunately, there's a change. issues about salvation, fellowship, and all these things. And it's so crucial, especially in the time that we live in, that we should go back to that faith. That's why we must contend. We must fight that good fight to make sure that we go back to those definitions that are in the scriptures of these doctrines, the foundational teachings in Christ, in how things are done by the church and so on, like revisiting the likes of the book of Romans, where heavy content on what it means to be saved, how to be saved, and how to act as a believer. You know, the book of Galatians, that's why in the book of Galatians, that's where Paul is saying, chapter 3 there, that, hey, who has bewitched you? Because of, we were presented with the right truth of what is the gospel, but now somebody crept in and brought a form of the gospel that doesn't look like and sound like what we have taught you. So even if it's an angel that can come and bring a message that is inconsistent with the truth that the apostles preached regarding the church, regarding salvation, regarding all these other important teachings in the church, let that person be accursed. Meaning, if we are to look at these things, we should not, we should look them through the lenses of what the apostles taught, you know, in the early church. Okay. Even you see that in the book of Hebrews, the issue of, you know, it's not by works, you know, and sacrificial systems. There are some churches that believe that, you know, we must go back, re-ready tabelo and so on, kill animals, and then they wear a label of Christian. Whereas that sacrificial system, you know, lost its time on the cross because Christ became the ultimate sacrifice. There's no need to have bulls and all these other things, you know, in you know, as a form of us trying to, you know, exercise our faith in Christ or our salvation. So they are addressed there in Second Peter there, where we are told of people in the last days will behave a certain way. You see it even in the book of First John or these other epistles, you know, that the apostles wrote, so that we go back to how they said it. I know, you know, issues like yesterday we've touched the aspect of church. We were so pressured by COVID and so on. Yes, technology helped us so that we keep on, you know, interacting and so on. But it was not it. That's why even through our movement, we had to contend because we were contending for the faith. And we approached government and say, Hebrews 10:25 says, the gathering of believers. This very God knew that there's technology. So we can't reduce church to just being online church. It's us calling it online church. But yes, online church is just a supplement. It's not the thing. It's what supplements what we do. But if we move away from how church has been, you know, according to the definition of the apostles, you know, then we are in trouble because it will be a distortion of the apostolic gospel and truths regarding the church that the apostles taught. The apostles taught us that church means we gather physically, leave your house, get to a place of fellowship where believers are, and then let's exchange the word of God and so on. And in those cases where then we need to add on technology to say add on, because there are certain places and locations where the gospel has not been reached, but people can access, you know, these things, you know, online and so on, then this supplementary element, you know, like your our online, you know, presence and so on helps a lot. Even today, you know, I met this other guy, you know, I was using a Bolt to come to the venue here in Uniza. You know, I'm attending a meeting. They are talking about the RDP of the soul and so on. So in the Bolt, this young man says, hey, you know what? There's this pastor, man. I saw him online. And
he's speaking things that impact my life and so on. I've been trying to reach out to him. Mm. I can't get hold of him. I had to call, you know, the pastor. You know, he was still busy with some people, but he later called and say, "Hey, man of God, sorry for the missed call. What was the call all about?" Mm. And I explained to him that, "Man of God, you are impacting lives."
Mm.
You know, I'm in a boat, and the guy in the boat is telling me about the impact of your message and so on. And I saw it fit to contact you so that you reach out to him and so forth, things like that. So it's a benefit, you know, it's extending. But even in that gathering, the church was gathered when the pastor was teaching. And they used technology to say anybody who was not able to come here, not to redefine the whole thing, because technology is here. And things like that. So we must go back to that type of apostolic gospel, because especially now, because times are evil. That's why the Bible says we must redeem the time, because the days are evil. You know, we need this truth to be, you know, really taught and engraved in the minds and the hearts of the believers now, believers must be disciples strongly in them so that they understand why do they believe? Okay. Why are they in Christ? Those basics must be so strong so that when they get to spaces like the marketplace, they must really stand their ground, because the enemy is sending well-trained, well-qualified, well-demonized, you know, agents into those spaces to distort culture, you know, and communities and, you know, the Bible speaks of the sheep and goat nations. You know, the goat nations being the nations that are anti-God. Ideologies, we imbibe teachings and ideologies, even in institutions of learning and places where there's distortion. Yeah. A lie turned into truth and said to be the truth. And when we don't know the truth, we can't discern what is a lie. And the next thing, we lose people. That's why some people, I remember I was at another marketplace gathering. I was telling them that, guys, you know, people start from the church. They are good because they are still in a safe space. But we lose them in the marketplace because of the quality of people we didn't produce. We produce weak believers who can't stand for the thing.
So we send out without equipping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they get to a place and get, you know, well-equipped, well-trained, demon-possessed agents of the devil waiting for them.
Sure.
And some of them who are captains of industries are into, you know, places of influence, and then who distort them, the truth, from that, those truths, and the next thing they backslide. And there's nothing as difficult as trying to restore a believer who has fallen than get a person who knew nothing about the Lord and reaching them for the Lord. Yeah, but we need to do and produce soldiers so that even when they come to institutions of learning, go to the marketplace, you have well-trained and equipped soldiers. Remember when the apostles would have done their job during that persecution when Paul was attacking them and so on. The Bible says, and Bapatala, they all scattered to different places.
Mm-hmm.
And these people who scattered were the ones who were sitting to the teachings of the apostles. And it says everywhere they went, they preached the gospel. And guess what? Those community of people, those people that were trained by apostles, the Bible says they even pioneered one of the most powerful churches in the New Testament, the church at Antioch. It was not started by apostles. It was started by believers who were produced, well-trained and equipped by apostles. They could survive. And it says the apostles remained at Jerusalem. Imagine Baruti Nabastei, but Maputeo Abona, you know, were so powerful to produce that type of an Antioch church, you know, that produce an outreach that launched the likes of Paul and Barnabas for the work. You know, a multiracial church was produced. I mean, that was the type of believers, you know, believers who were equipped, well-trained, well-equipped. But today, you know, can we say the same with the kind of believers that we produce to say they can start those massive you know, and impact culture and society.
Okay.
Like that breed.
Mm-hmm. Sure, Moruti. Okay. A question that I have. Yesterday we raised it just a little bit. But I think it's the question that we should be asking now mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah.
That there's so much that is infiltrated. There are many who have infiltrated, not only them, but you mm-hmm. used even to, you spoke about technology. We spoke about
yeah.
also the Bible being amended somewhere
yeah.
To suit certain parties.
Yes.
How are we in these times? How are we going to recognize and know the truth when there's so much deception in, that has infiltrated as well? Looks so much sometimes like the real thing until you sit down and you scrutinize and you're like, wait. Is it for us
yeah.
to go back to the apostles' teachings and mm-hmm. How are we going to make sure that the, because I remember even the statement that we mentioned yesterday, that if we know the truth, if we are taught the truth, there is no way that we'd be given something else and we can receive it because we know the truth. Just like you were making an example of those who were working in the bank who were taught about notes, the notes that we use, money that we use, that
yeah.
they know the real thing, even the feeling, even everything. Mm-hmm. When they look, they know, fake before mm-hmm. you, before anything, they know it's fake. So how are we going mm-hmm. to, how, because the
yeah.
truth has been infiltrated, the truth has
yeah.
been sifted, the truth has, yeah, there's so much. We have a mixed multitudes that will tell you mm-hmm. God helps those ones who help themselves, and you're like, here, yes. Christians are saying that, where in the scriptures is that? But you can only know when you have gone through that scripture and you have been taught, and the scripture is mm-hmm. in you. But now
yeah.
there is a generation that's coming. There are others mm-hmm. that we will also have to pass the baton to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it will say, like what happened in the Dark Ages. You know, the reformers had to go back because at that time, something that the clergy of that time did, they had the monopoly of scriptures with them and did not allow people to own their own Bibles,
okay.
you know, so that they can read for themselves. So the monopoly of the Bible was with the one on the pulpit to say, let me say this, you know, and then the people could not reference and check if whatever that comes from the pulpit is what the scripture is saying to them, you see. So one of those things that the reformers did was to make sure, you know, with the when the Renaissance came, so they make sure that they multiply the printing press so that they can give access to people, so that they can have access to the Bibles themselves, so that they can read for themselves. And with reading for themselves, then when the preacher was preaching from the pulpit, the people could corroborate what the preacher was saying from the scriptures to validate, to say, okay, but yes, we can see, we can relate with what the scriptures say, you know. So this culture of Bible study, of reading of the scriptures, Paul is saying to Timothy, you know, make sure that this public reading of scriptures, the habit of reading scriptures, is always there in the church. We must go back to the scriptures because the truth is hidden in the scriptures. So we need to, the Berean type of believers who will always check the scriptures, go back to our Bibles. I remember a year or two ago, we were at another meeting and Reverend Mishwe was there. He said something important, saying that, hey, by Christ, I know you have your online Bibles and all these things. Go back and buy for yourself hard copy Bibles for yourselves, so that you can read them for yourselves. Yeah, because otherwise you'll be in danger.
Mm.
you know. And I was one of those people who said, you know, I have different Bibles, but that time I said, hey, man, let me just buy an extra one for myself as well. And I went into the discipline to say, let me go back to, you know, those basics, read the Bible for myself, and so on, and find out. Hey, it was so, and even certain things that I've discovered that even in my reading, yes, you know, of reading the Bible, and so on, I was like, and things like that. You begin to see things and so on, and it's making more sense. You know, no matter how many times you read the Bible, every time you go back to it, you see certain things you did not see before. You know, that culture of Bible reading. And it was so interesting and wonderful to see, even. Yeah, ne? And certain corners, even things that we debate about, when you go to the Bible and look into them, like issues like, hey, we are not under the law, we are under grace. You know, we normally don't question under which law, what is happening, and things like that. But when you see and follow it contextually, then you see differently. So we must restore back the culture of reading the Bible.
Okay.
And it's a reading the Bible. Secondly, study it. You know, the culture of, because when we have read the Bible and studied it, then we can come to a place of, now the Bible and the knowledge of the word will bring us, will deepen our prayer life. Go back to praying and praying what the word of God is saying. And as we pray, you know, in line with the word of God, insight, illumination, ideas from the word of God, and even revelation from, yeah, I just choose the word illumination. Yeah, but what we normally call revelation, God will start to speak to us, show us things. We'll begin to see that certain things that are, but this is what the Bible is saying. You know, one of those things that I bumped into was that, you know, when a person owes you, you know, things like that, I'm like, yeah, okay. And things like that, you find them as you read the scriptures, the order of God. Like we gave an example of what David did. It was only going back to the scriptures that David got it right. I remember even, is it King Josiah? That young prophet prophesied about him. And years passed, Josiah came into office. He did not know that his name is recorded in the scriptures. And then he asked for a copy of the written word from the priest. They gave it to him. And in that, in reading that, he saw his name mentioned and the reforms he was supposed to do. And he was moved. From moved, reformation started, and, you know, order came, and he aligned himself with scriptures. Things that were out of order, they started to be in order as they followed what the scripture is saying. So this thing of saying, being passive, right now when we grew up, we had that culture of coming with our Bibles and our notepads.
Yeah.
When our pastors were preaching, we were noting.
Do.
Yeah. Yeah, we were noting.
We still
do. Another no, we come. Another no, we come with our phones. And I said the other time in our church, that say, Bazalwane, please, next time you come to church, come with your hard copy Bibles and your notepads. Mm. I don't want your phones.
Mm.
Yeah. Because I saw the other time.
Ruth. We are recording the message.
yeah. I see there's this thing of saying, but it's AI and this technology is good, but I've seen the behavior. Technology, especially in the church, is for disciplined people. So don't give just everybody and say, hi,
okay.
They are reading the Bible. I saw somebody at the church looking at WhatsApp, you know, communicating when the pastor was preaching.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah. Hey. When you assume they are reading their online Bibles and so
on. No, we are not there.
No.
Now,
business deals are happening.
Yeah, but
people are passing time.
That's what technology does. Once you open one app, you find yourself stuck on the phone for hours. You find you didn't even hear what Muruti was saying because you opened one app. It has that power.
Mm-hmm.
It has that power. Mm. Okay, Muruti, let's take a break and then come back to talk to you some more. Family, we're taking the sounds of Sarah Sichaba featuring Dineo, Beautiful Savior. We're coming back with Pastor Lucas Nkosi, and we are contending for the faith.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Hlala ulalele umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla. Thola i-app yethu ku-App Store noma ku-Play Store. Futhi ungavakashela uradiopulpit.co.za.
Inspiring you with God's Word. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Also download our app and listen to our podcasts.
This is where you at. You are on 657 AM. You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And you're on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng. We gave you Sir Sichaba featuring Dineo, Beautiful Savior. And we are just wrapping up with Pastor Lucas Nkosi's We Contending for the Faith. And I think this is a message that we ought to spread. This is something that we need to talk about over and over and over. And only not only talk, but also do it. Also do it. Sure, Muruti, may the Lord really help us. We really need. But what I love about the Lord Holy Spirit is that He's always ready. He is here, always, always ready to help us, to lift us up, to also empower us. And I think it's the time, the very same words applying now again to the brethren that Reverend Mishwe said, that it's time to get yourself a hard copy. Get yourself a Bible. There's so many amendments. Even with the hard copies, some of the hard copies do not have certain scriptures. So it's very important that we rush out, get ourselves. And if we look into other countries, there are countries where they have to hide the fact that I have a Bible or I'm reading some scriptures. They have papers that they are sharing just to have these and have them inside of them, have them engraved in their spirits, and now they will just burp what they have eaten. They have, like, yo, if you are found with that scripture, with that piece of paper, you are dead. So in South Africa, we still have that time where we can read the Bible ourselves. It's time to go back to the basics. Muruti, what do we say in closure for today? I don't think we have exhausted it all, but we'll see. But what do we say in closure for today?
Yeah, no, in closure, I would say, believers, family, let's go back to the basics. You said it rightfully. Let's go back to the basics. Let's go back to our Bible reading. Let's go back to our fellowship. Let's go to our praying, our prayer meetings. Let's go back to the apostles' way of how it was done. Every time you are confronted with a matter, always check what did the apostle do to handle that particular issue, and then reflect. The word of God is like a mirror. It's like a mirror. So let's go back to the mirror and check ourselves to check. The Bible says let's judge ourselves to see if we are still walking in the truth. And then where the word of God challenges us, let's align ourselves with the truth of God. And the word of God says, if we continue in his word, in John chapter 8, I think it's verse 31, where he says, you know, if we continue in his word, then we are his disciples. Then we will know the truth. And the truth that we know will set us free. Mm.
Thank you so much, Muruti. For family members seeking to talk to you directly, how do we do so?
Okay, for family members who want to talk to me directly, they can send a WhatsApp message to 078-910-2593.
078-910-2 and then?
2593.
I nearly said something else. So it's 078-910-2593. Those are the numbers family can send a WhatsApp to for Pastor Lucas Nkosi. And Muruti, you were going to add?
Yes. Yeah, otherwise you can join my conversations on Facebook. There's a brand logo there, the Lucas Nkosi. Yeah, with a car there that's dark and so on. You'll see on top it has the title of my book as a cover. There's Years of Influence with a car, brand car there. And then, so let's join the conversation there. Otherwise, you will have to follow Sisbongile's Facebook page. Mm-hmm. The link there, you'll see.
Wow.
Family.
Wow, thank you so much. Muruti, I'm just going to allow you to pray for the body of Christ. This is the kind of teaching that we need, a waking up call also that we need in these times.
Yeah, okay, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for the opportunity to serve. Father, we thank you for Radio Pulpit family. Father, we thank you that, Lord God Almighty, may your hand, Baba, rest on Radio Pulpit, because it's amplifying your voice, Father, to where we cannot reach, in the name of Jesus, so that we can hear this truth, the messages of the good news, Father, in the name of Jesus. That very same God who began a good work through Radio Pulpit, continue to do it, Father, and so that, Lord God Almighty, we can reach out to more people, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, let the hunger for the word be, Father, provoked in the church, in the family, Father, the hunger for your presence, Father, in the name of Jesus, the hunger to desire the truth of your word. And Father, is you said, Father, if we follow in the name of and continue in your word, we are your disciples, and we will know the truth, and the truth shall set us free, so that, Lord, we are empowered to disciple nations in the name of Jesus. And Father, disciple, Father, and be good agents, Father, of the kingdom, faithful, Father, and well-equipped agents, Father, and soldiers of the cross in different spheres of influence. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
And amen. May the Lord keep keeping you, Muruti. Thank you so much. And I can't wait to hear more what the Lord has in store for us through you. May he keep touching and changing our lives and many more lives through you. And may he bless the works of your hands. Thank you so much, Muruti.
Amen. Thank you, Sis Wengile and Radio Pulpit family. Amen.
Amen. That, my family, is Pastor Lucas Nkosi. Do remember, he is reachable. You can send him a WhatsApp to 078-910-2593. 078-910-2593. That's how you can get hold of him. But you can also check him out on Facebook as Lucas Nkosi. Hey, we are challenged, but let's be the doers of the word.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.